Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Subha Kaul with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will have no place for corruption, casteism and communalism. Indian Space Research Organization successfully performs first orbit raising maneuver of its solar mission Aditya L1. ISRO to wake up Chandrayaan 3's rover Pragyan on 22nd of this month after it was put to sleep following completion of all its assignments on lunar surface. IMD predicts heavy rainfall in Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Kerala from today. And India qualify for FIH Men's Hockey 5S World Cup 2024 in Oman. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that corruption, casteism and communalism will have no place in our national life. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said, India will be a developed nation by 2047. The Prime Minister said that in G20, India's words and vision are being seen by the world as a roadmap for the future. Mr. Modi said G20 ministerial decisions taken across all domains will prove to be pivotal for world's future. He said India's visions are not merely ideas. In fact, many positive impacts are coming out of India's G20 presidency, he added. The Prime Minister remarked the theme of India's G20 presidency, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, is not just a slogan but also a comprehensive philosophy derived from country's cultural ethos. Mr. Modi said Africa is a top priority for India in G20. Mr. Modi said no future plan of Earth can succeed without all voices being heard. He also said India will be in top three economies of the world in near future, citing country's record of jumping 5 spots in less than a decade. The Prime Minister said dialogue and diplomacy are the only ways to resolve different conflicts in different regions. He said whether as G20 president or not, India will support every effort to ensure peace across the world. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully performed the first earthbound maneuver of the country's maiden solar mission Aditya L1 from ISRAC, Bengaluru. In its tweet, the Indian Space Research Agency has said that ISRAC has successfully carried out the earthbound maneuver today morning and the spacecraft has attained a new orbit of 245 kilometers by 22,459 kilometers. The satellite is healthy and operating normally, it added. The next maneuver is scheduled for the 5th of September around 3 p.m. The satellite will undergo 4 earthbound orbital maneuvers before placing in the transfer orbit towards the Lagrange point L1 in 125 days. Aditya L1 mission will provide information on solar corona and conduct in-situ observations of the solar wind at L1 point, which is about 1.5 million kilometers away from Earth. The Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle C-57 had successfully launched Aditya L1 spacecraft yesterday. ISRO will wake up Chandrayaan 3's rover Pragyan on 22nd of this month after it was put to sleep following completion of all its assignments on lunar surface. As 14 days of daylight ends on the moon, the ISRO has put off the payloads on the solar-powered rover Pragyan that is safely parked on the surface of the moon. In its tweet, ISRO said that APXS and LIBS payloads are turned off and the Chandrayaan 3 rover set into sleep mode. The battery is fully charged on the rover and is oriented to receive the light at the next sunrise expected on the 22nd of September. The receiver is kept on. ISRO tweet further adds that it hopes for a successful awakening for another set of assignments. If not, the rover will forever stay on the lunar surface as India's lunar ambassador. More from our correspondent.
When the lander had captured a video of rover rolling on the lunar surface in a lighter vein, ISRO had tweeted earlier that it felt like child rover is playfully frolicking in the yards of Chandamama while the mother lander watches affectionately. But the 26 kg, six-wheeled solar-powered rover has sent several crucial data of lunar soil and rocks from near South Pole, where Chandrayaan 3 lander Vikram had soft-landed on August 23rd, creating history. The data from APXS payload have confirmed the presence of sulfur, aluminium, silicon, calcium and iron on moon. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
The two-day full dress carcade rehearsals for the G20 summit by Delhi police will conclude this evening. As part of the rehearsals, carcades are moving from different parts of Delhi towards Central District and New Delhi District. In the first slot today, full dress rehearsal was held from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The carcade rehearsal is also taking place from 12:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. During this period, the passengers will be able to use their private vehicles or taxis for travelling to New Delhi Railway Station and Old Delhi Railway Station. However, in the case of road journeys, they may face some congestion and consequent delays. The passengers have been advised to keep sufficient time at hand. For easier and more convenient access to railway stations, passengers are advised to make maximum use of metro services. Delhi Metro will be selling tourist smart cards from selected metro stations through dedicated counters for a period of 10 days starting tomorrow. This is being done to facilitate the G20 delegates and international visitors who might be interested in exploring the prominent tourist places of the capital city as they arrive in Delhi. The tourist smart cards will be available in two categories of 1-day validity and 3-day validity cards offering unlimited rides in the metro network. The 1-day validity tourist smart card will be available for 200 rupees. The 3-day validity card will be available for 500 rupees. Northern Railways has decided to cancel 40 mail and express trains due to the upcoming G20 summit in Delhi from 9th to 10th of September. It has also diverted 64 trains. In a social media post, Northern Railway said the decision has been taken keeping in view the security and other important arrangements for the summit. It shared its train handling plan on social media and requested passengers to plan their journey accordingly. Several trains that were supposed to originate or terminate at the New Delhi Railway Station during the period from the 8th to the 11th of this month will now terminate or originate from Ghaziabad or Hazrat Nizamuddin Railway Stations. A special session of Parliament has been convened from the 18th to the 22nd of this month. The session will have 5 sittings. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha have notified the dates of the special session. Earlier, in a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi had said, amid Amrit Kaal, the government is looking forward to having fruitful discussions and debates in Parliament. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at @AIRNewsAlerts. The second edition of Naval Commanders Conference 2023 will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. The conference is the apex level biannual event facilitating interaction between the naval commanders for deliberation and formulation of important policy decisions. During the 3-day conference being conducted in a hybrid format, the senior leadership of the Indian Navy will review major operational, material, logistics, training and administrative activities undertaken during the previous 6 months. The conference will provide an opportunity for institutionalized interaction of naval commanders with senior government officials to take ahead several interministerial initiatives towards the development of a safe and secure maritime environment. The commanders will also review the ongoing naval projects with a focus on enhancing indigenization through Make in India in consonance with the vision of achieving self-reliance by 2047. Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey reviewed security and operational preparedness in forward areas along the line of control of the Rajouri sector yesterday. General Officer Commanding in Chief and Northern Command Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi, along with other senior army officers, briefed the Army Chief about the operational preparedness and the situation prevailing on the LOC with Pakistan, including infiltration attempts by the militants. He was also briefed that most of such intrusions were foiled by the alert troops. The Army Chief appreciated the operational readiness and effective domination of the line of control. During his motivational interaction with the troops, he exhorted them for their continued professionalism and steadfastness in meeting the challenges. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted an increase in rainfall activity with heavy to very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Kerala from today. IMD said isolated heavy rainfall activity is very likely over Gangetic West Bengal today and over Odisha during the next 3 days. It also said that isolated very heavy rainfall is likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh tomorrow, over Telangana during the next 2 days, and over Kerala during the next 3 days. The weather office also forecast heavy rainfall activity over Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. There will be subdued rainfall activity over the remaining parts of the country during the next 5 days, it added. The country received over 162 millimeters of rainfall in August this year, which is 36% less than its long period average of around 255 millimeters. The IMD said rainfall over all India was lowest since 1901 against previous record of 191.2 millimeters in 2005. The weather office said that during August this year, the country experienced extremely heavy rainfall events mainly over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Assam, Meghalaya, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Odisha and East Madhya Pradesh. IMD has also said that monthly rainfall for September over the country as a whole is most likely to be normal. Met Department has forecast normal to above normal rainfall over many areas of northeast India, adjoining East India, foothills of the Himalayas and some areas of east central and south peninsula India. Below normal rainfall is most likely over most areas of the remaining parts of the country. In hockey, India beat Pakistan in penalty shootout in the final to win the inaugural Men's Hockey 5S Asia Cup 2023 in Salalah, Oman yesterday. The win also served as Asia's qualifying tournament for the FIH Men's Hockey 5S World Cup Oman 2024. Subsequently, India qualified for the FIH Men's Hockey 5S World Cup Oman 2024. For their remarkable performance and the important win, Hockey India announced Rs. 2 lakh to each player of the team, while Rs. 1 lakh each for the support staff. Hockey India President Dilip Tirke congratulated the team on qualifying for the FIH Men's Hockey 5S World Cup Oman 2024 and winning the gold medal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian men's hockey team on winning the Men's Hockey 5S Asia Cup. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said their victory is a testament to the unwavering dedication of the country's players. He expressed happiness that with this win, the Indian team has also secured their spot at the Hockey 5S World Cup in Oman next year. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has also congratulated Indian men's hockey team for winning the inaugural Men's Hockey 5S Asia Cup 2023. In a social media post, Mr. Thakur said that the victory speaks volumes about the grit and passion of the talented players. He lauded them for their exceptional performance and making their way to the Hockey 5S World Cup to be held in Oman. In US Open tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz continued his title defense with a third round win against Daniel Evans. Alcaraz defeated Evans 6-2, 6-3, 4-6, 6-3 to advance to the round of 16 stage. With this win, Alcaraz booked his spot in the fourth round of the US Open for a third consecutive year. The 20-year-old will now face Italy's Matteo Arnaldi in the last 16 stage. In women's singles, second-seeded Ariana Sabalenka of Belarus swatted aside France's Carla Burel of Tupower in the last 16 of the US Open by 6-1, 6-1. The Belarusian right-hander will now face either Russia's Daria Kasatkina or Belgium's Griet Menin on Monday for a place in the quarter-finals. In shooting, the National Rifle Association of India has named a 33-member Indian shooting team that would take part in the 19th Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, China, beginning the 23rd of September. The NRAI also announced a 35-member team for the Asian Shooting Championship 2023 in Changwon, South Korea. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India will have no place for corruption, casteism and communalism. Indian Space Research Organization successfully performs first orbit raising maneuver of its solar mission Aditya L1. ISRO to wake up Chandrayaan 3's rover Pragyan on 22nd of this month after it was put to sleep following completion of all its assignments on lunar surface. IMD predicts heavy rainfall in Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Kerala from today. And India qualify for FIH Men's Hockey 5S World Cup 2024 in Oman. And with that, we end the midday news.